Chapter 23. As we headed back toward the relay station that we had captured, I was on the bridge, still not having any idea how to find a super valuable Elder artifact. To cheer myself up, I tried to cheer up Skippy. "Hey, Skippy, while we're on this Easter egg hunt, maybe we'll find a comm note for you," I suggested.
Yeah, great. Wonderful, Joe."
That didn't sound right, and I wasn't the only one who picked up on Skippy's lack of enthusiasm. I nodded to Adams through the glass that separated the bridge from the CIC, and she came around the corner. Wordlessly, I rose from the command chair so Adams could take command. She gave me a silent thumbs up as I brushed past her and out the doorway. Although Skippy would argue that it was a useless gesture because we could communicate perfectly well anywhere aboard the ship, I walked down the corridor to Skippy's personal escape pod. The hatch to the ship was open. That violated protocol for escape pods, but this one was special. There, my favorite shiny beer can rested on a cushioned seat. A magnetic clamp hidden under the cushion held Skippy firmly in place. I tried to stop by the escape pod to speak with our friendly, omnipotent alien AI at least once a day. Skippy said I was wasting my time, but I think he appreciated me making the effort.
"Hey, Skippy."
"Hey, yourself.
Why did you leave the bridge?"
I ducked down to almost crawl through the hatch and settled into the seat across from him. Technically, I settled my butt across two seats, since the seats were made for Theranin, and each of them was too small for me to comfortably sit.
"Because I want to have a private conversation with you."
"What's wrong?"
"You don't seem enthused about the prospect of finding a working comm node. Contacting the Collective is your whole reason for being out here."
"It was my whole reason for being out here. Joe, it was my whole reason for living." His shiny surface glowed a dull yellow to indicate his mood. He did that for my benefit. "All those years that I was buried in the dirt on Paradise, all I wanted was to commune with my own kind again. That hope kept me alive. It gave me hope. It gave me a reason to not sever my connection to this space-time and slide into oblivion. I asked myself if that was what happened to the AI we found on Newark. Had that AI lost hope and committed the AI version of suicide, unable to stand what for an AI was eons on incredible loneliness? That thought was something to ask Skippy later. Much later.
"And now? You don't want to contact the Collective? You said you want answers to stuff we found on our last mission. I thought that meant you want more information before we contact the Collective. I didn't realize that you have given up on them."
No, I haven't given up, Joe. My intention is still to contact the Collective someday. However, now that we're back out here and I have had time to think about it, I have another mission. Another purpose."
"Time to think about what?"
By now, I knew Skippy well enough to know what he was not saying.
"Newark."
"Ah. Yeah, I get it."
"Do you?"
His surface was still a pale, sullen yellow. "An entire civilization, an entire species that was wiped out, Skippy. It's depressing to think about. I understand."
"No, Joe, you don't understand."
That set me back a bit.
"Your mission, your purpose, is to figure out what happened on Newark, right? You told me before you wanted to solve that mystery."
"That part is correct.
You still do not fully get it yet," he declared as he began to glow a red tint.
"My purpose is not merely to understand what happened on Newark. My purpose, I have realized recently, is to punish. My purpose is plain and simple revenge, Joe."
Now he was glowing a bright, angry red.
"Revenge on behalf of a species who have no one to speak for them. I am pissed, Joe. Someone out there in the universe destroyed an innocent, backward species that was not capable of harming anyone. I am going to find the motherfuckers who did that, and I am going to hurt them," he said as his surface glowed a red so dark it was almost black. "You have never seen me angry before. I have never seen myself angry before in my memory. It is odd and frightening to me to learn that I am capable of such depth of feeling, such dark feelings. You know how I have come to question who I really am?"
"Yeah, you mentioned that," I said quietly.
"After Newark. Something happened to me there, Joe, and I don't mean something happened because I was alone for a long time while I was fixing the ship. Something happened when I ran the analysis of Newark's orbit and realized a planet had been pushed into an uninhabitable zone, that an entire sentient species had been callously exterminated. This is something that I didn't tell you before because I didn't want to scare you. I didn't want you to be scared of me. When I understood what happened to Newark, something I can't explain changed inside me. I don't fully understand it. Trying to trace the source of this change only leads to dead ends inside my matrix, but one thing is becoming clear. Learning the fate of Newark did something that I can best describe as releasing a sort of blocking mechanism inside me. Partially, only partially. It's like, oh, how do I explain it? Like when you have something on the tip of your tongue and you can't quite say it? No, nothing like that, Skippy snorted. I'm sorry, that was unkind, he said as an apology, and that alone told me how deeply affected my friend was. Yes, from your perspective, having something on the tip of your tongue is a good analogy. You're doing a crossword puzzle, and you know that you know the answer, but you can't access the memory. Exactly. I hate that. It makes me feel so stupid, I said, leaving myself wide open to a Skippy insult. He ignored the easy bait. This was not the Skippy I knew. Yes, it is like that, Joe, but more. What I'm experiencing is more than simply a faulty memory recall function. I can only feel around the edges, but there is something inside me that is actively blocking my access to memories and blocking access to my full abilities. It is maddening, Joe. Something, someone did this to me. I don't know who, I don't know when, I don't know how, and I don't know why. What I do know is that when I learned the truth about Newark, whatever is blocking me got knocked back a bit, and it hasn't fully recovered. Listen, I said that I don't want you to be scared of me. Maybe you should. You might be, if you know what I know. What is that? I asked cautiously, because I was not only Skippy's friend, I was commander of a vessel with dozens of souls aboard. If he was trying to tell me that he was a potential threat, I needed to listen. What I know now, or more accurately, what I suspect, is that I am capable of great violence, Joe. My suspicion is that this capacity for violence is a basic part of my true functioning. Wrath of God-type violence? Worse, Joe. Wrath of Skippy. God has mercy. I suspect that I do not. Well. You told me maybe you were the AI of an elder starship. Maybe you controlled the weapon systems. What weapons, Joe? For what possible purpose would the elders need weapons at all? The elders were alone in the galaxy. There were no other sentient species during the time the elders retained physical form. I don't know, Skippy. I held up my hands. That was a guess. Sorry. Nothing to be sorry about, Joe. He was silent for a while. A long minute. That was an eternity for him. Skippy? Odd as it may seem, you are my friend. I care about you. If I thought it would help, I would give you a hug and tell you that everything is going to be all right in the end. I forced an awkward chuckle. Probably grosses you out, I know. No, it doesn't. If I thought it would help, I would welcome a hug, Joe. I do appreciate the thought. In that regard, I do envy you biological beings. You can be comforted by a simple touch. Not so simple, Skippy. It's not the touch. It's knowing that you're not alone, that someone cares about you. You care about me, Joe. That means more than I can say. Thanks, Skippy. Same here. I had to wipe my eyes with a sleeve. Of course, if you tell anyone about this, I will deny the whole thing. And his surface glowed a pleasing light blue. Of course. Me too. Whatever happens, Joe, I can assure you of this. When I find whoever wiped out an entire sentient species on Newark, I am going to rain down hellfire on them until they wish they had never existed. You and me together, Skippy. You mean that, Joe? Yes, of course. I told you that, Skippy. We monkeys owe you big time. And you're my friend. I won't let you face this alone. That means more to me than I can say, Joe. Now, get out of here before this gets awkward, please. Also, you've been in here long enough that this escape pod is beginning to smell like monkey butt again. Damn, my cleaning robots had it pristine this morning. I love you too, Skippy, I laughed, picked him up and hugged him. Ugh, monkey germs, yuck, he shouted. We settled into a routine. Jump, recharge, jump again. Everyone aboard was anxious to learn if the relay station was still the way we had left it, and whether the submine Skippy left behind had discovered whether the Fire Dragon Clan Kristang were going to somehow pay for another Theranan mission to Earth. While the ship was recharging one day, I took the opportunity to join a Spec Ops team in zero-G spacesuit training outside the ship. We practiced maneuvering on the skin of the ship and space jumping between the ship and parked dropships. The most difficult maneuver was jumping out of a moving dropship and using jetpacks to land safely on the outside of the Dutchman. I almost sprained an ankle and a wrist doing that stunt. It is harder than it sounds. Taking a break while sitting on the outside of the ship, I was looking at the starfield and racking my brain trying to think of a strategy for locating a valuable Elder artifact. My brain was not cooperating. The problem with trying to find something super valuable is everyone else in the galaxy was looking for it also. Starting with the Rindaloo, they'd been looking for a very long time. Any planet discovered to have Elder artifacts had been thoroughly scoured for... Damn. A thought hit me right then. Hey, Skippy. I called him on a private channel. The Black Tree Clan cleaned any useful Elder artifacts off Paradise a long time ago. That's why they didn't make a fuss when the Ruhar arrived. Here's what's puzzling me. If the Kristang knew there is nothing of value left on Paradise, then why did they bother conquering the place again recently, after the last wormhole shift? The whole reason the lizards brought UNEF there was for us to evacuate the hamsters, because the Kristang just took the planet back from them. The Kristang didn't go through the effort of invading Paradise because it has a lot of good farmland. He stammered. Multiple reasons, Joe. The Swift Arrow Clan did not know for certain that the Black Tree Clan had cleared the planet of everything valuable. They hoped to make a big score like the Black Trees had. Also, the Swift Arrow Clan may have gotten the idea of Paradise still having lots of cool Elder stuff from a secret source. Let's call that unnamed source, Stippy. No way, I laughed. Now you're BSing me. You were stuck on Paradise. No way could you have contacted the Kristang. They weren't anywhere near Paradise back then. Oh, right, he said, his voice dripping with sarcasm. That was silly of me, trying to fool you. There is no way a super-intelligent AI on Paradise could have hacked into laughably crappy Ruhar communications systems and snuck in a compressed file that was carried by their ships to other planets. No way could that file be eventually intercepted by the Kristang, then unpack itself and infiltrate their systems, and no possible way could such a file pretend to be very convincing top-secret Black Tree Clan data that told other clans there were still a whole lot of potential Elder artifact sites on Paradise. Yep, Joe, no way could I fool you? For a long time, I was unable to respond because I was sitting paralyzed with shock. Holy shit. A chill ran up my spine to the top of my head. You were the reason the Kristang invaded Paradise? Shmaybe? Shmaybe? Oh my God, UNEF is stuck on that planet because of you? To be fair, Joe, I was stuck there for way longer than UNEF has been on Paradise. I was desperate to get off that hick planet, and with the Ruhar happily farming the place, there wasn't any opportunity for me to get away. When I heard that the wormhole shift had given the Kristang access to a world with an underdeveloped species of monkeys, and that the Kristang had invaded your world, I saw an opportunity. I can neither confirm nor deny, have hacked into a Ruhar medical laboratory and created a virulent prion that would prevent the Kristang from landing on Paradise until they developed an antidote. And since the Kristang couldn't land there for a while, I might have planted the idea of using humans on Paradise in the minds of the Kristang. Holy shit. I slumped against the ship's hull, absolutely stunned. Skippy the shiny beer can had been the invisible hand behind the entire mess. I needed to take several deep breaths to take in the enormity of Skippy's casual revelation. Oh my God. I felt like I couldn't breathe for a moment. Skippy had been behind everything, right from the beginning. This is all your fault? Hey, it wasn't all my doing, Joe. I didn't cause the wormhole shift that gave the Kristang access to your home planet, and I didn't give them the idea to invade your worthless mudball of a planet. I only found out about that from the Ruhar after the Kristang were already on Earth. At that point, I figured, what the hell? Why not see if I can make some good for me come out of it? It worked out great for humanity, so good times all around, huh? Good times? I exploded. You underhanded, sneaky, untrustworthy... That hurt, Joe. It did work out well for humanity. If I had not manipulated events so that the Kristang brought humans to paradise, the Kristang would still have control of Earth and your species would be enslaved, and quite possibly subjected to genocide by the Kristang. As it is, now Earth is safe. For now. If events had transpired any other way, your species right now would be on a path for cultural or even biological extinction. Truthfully, if you think about it, humanity owes me big time for bringing humans to paradise.
Crap. Double crap.
He was right. After the Kristang arrived at Earth, the only thing that had saved us from enslavement and slow extinction was Skippy using humanity for his own purposes. Are there any other mind-blowing revelations you care to share with me, Skippy? Because that is one giant goddamn by-the-way from you.
None that I care to share, nope, he said like a stubborn child.
Your blood pressure is abnormally high for you, Joe.
You think?
Damn it, Skippy, do you have any idea what a revelation like that would do if UNEF Command heard about it? They already don't trust you.
I am sorry that your expeditionary force is stuck on Paradise, but that wasn't my doing, Joe.
Do not tell anyone else about this.
If it is such a big deal, Joe, I won't tell anyone, he said defensively. Believe me, it is a huge freaking deal.
Another chilling thought hit me.
You are not still manipulating us behind the scenes, are you?
Not that you know of, Joe.
That was not funny, Skippy.
Sorry. You are aware that the reason I am helping you fly the Dutchman is for my own purposes, so clearly you understand that I am manipulating you in that way.
We know about that, Skippy, and we agree with our terms. What we do not like is being manipulated without knowing about it.
Well, then, Skippy paused. I can tell you this. If I am still pulling strings from behind the scenes, it is nowhere near the scope of what I did previously, and that worked out pretty well for you and your species.
Knowing that sneaky little beer can, that was the best assurance he was going to ever give me. Major Smythe called me right then to get ready for another practice zero-G maneuver. I almost told Smythe that my head wasn't in the game at the moment, but I tried to push Skippy's shocking revelation to the back of my mind and got to my feet. Being somewhat distracted was perfect conditions to train for focus in my mind on combat maneuvers. In actual combat with people shooting at me, there would be a whole lot of distractions.
Unbelievable. Maybe I shouldn't ask Skippy questions unless I was prepared to hear an answer I didn't like.
Colonel Joe, Skippy said to me while I was in my office, once again I must commend you for the idea of planting an Elder power tap on Paradise. Finding such a device there would certainly provide a reason for the Ruha to retain control of the planet. There is one teensy-weensy nagging little problem with your idea.
What's that, Skippy? I asked.
There is no way for us to go and simply get an Elder power tap, you moron!
Damn! Do you ever once stop to think of whether your ideas are in any way practical, Joe?
You dream up stuff, and I get stuck trying to make it work.
I'm more of a big-picture guy, Skippy. You see, colonels like me have people to handle the little details.
Handle it, Skippy, I said with a dismissive flick of a wrist.
What?
Oh, my.
Unbelievable, Skippy sputtered.
Did you just wrist-flick me?
You had better not have treated me like a...
I was jerking your chain, Skippy. Don't take it so personally. I'll be serious now.
Explain why we can't go looking for an Elder power tap. I know it may take a while, and that we need to make it quick before the Ruha reach a deal with the Kristang. On our last mission, we went searching for Elder comm nodes.
Uh-huh. And did we find any comm nodes?
No. The only comm node we found was the one the Kristang had dug up on Newark. What we did find along the way was a Theranan ambush. Or did you forget that?
No, I did not forget any of that. We didn't search very many Elder sites, Skippy. We got interrupted by the ambush, then we abandoned the original mission when we learned that the Theranan was sending a ship to Earth. We did not check enough Elder sites to make a statistically significant sample.
Joe?
Yes?
Did you just attempt to talk math with me?
I assume he meant the statistics stuff.
Maybe.
Don't do that. Please, do not ever do that again. It's embarrassing.
To you.
Feeling mildly insulted, I agreed so he would drop the subject.
Fine.
Was I right anyway? That we didn't look at enough supposedly undiscovered Elder sites to determine whether continuing to search for such sites would be worthwhile?
You are, incredibly, correct about that.
Thus proving that the universe is wondrously strange. Okay, smart guy, I'll try to explain it to you in somewhat statistical terms.
Based on what I know, which is a ginormous amount but still woefully inadequate, for us to find a comm node at an undiscovered Elder site would take approximately 3 years. That's assuming we explored potential Elder sites at the same rate we did during the last mission, and that we don't get ambushed again.
Wow, that's not good. Power taps are even more rare than comm notes?
Correct. By comparison, functioning Elder power taps are a numbers-matching Ferrari Daytona convertible, and comm nodes are a typical Econobox that you get stuck with as a rental car.
Crap. They're that rare?
Yes. Perhaps it would help if I show you. Your laptop is now showing all of the known functional Elder power types in this quadrant of the galaxy.
My laptop screen flickered, then popped up a star map. Blinking yellow lights indicated star systems with power taps. There were a lot of them.
Crap, Skippy, I thought you said they were rare.
They are, Joe. That map shows a quarter of the entire galaxy with millions of habitable star systems. Most of the functional Elder power taps now belong to the Rindaloo, because they had a very long head start on combing the galaxy for Elder gear before the Maxalks developed interstellar travel capability. Here, look. I'll eliminate all the Elder power taps that are known to be possessed by both the Rindaloo and the Maxalks, since we absolutely do not want to mess with those two.
Oh, that's for sure.
I peered at the map.
That still looks like plenty to me, Skippy.
1,266, Joe.
I would call that a target-rich environment. I would call you an idiot.
What's the problem?
Allow me to further refine the search parameters. Now I will eliminate all power taps currently on planets with populations of 100 million or more. Such planets are heavily defended.
Oh. That changed the display.
Skippy had added a handy-dandy counter at the bottom right of the screen. It showed a total of 83.
Okay, 83. We can't go after any of those, because why?
Now I will eliminate from the display power taps at military and research installations that are guarded by more than a dozen heavy ships. Ships with combat capabilities greater than that of the Flying Dutchman.
The counter now showed zero. Zero, like zero.
Crap. There's no way we can steal one of these things?
That is exactly what both Lieutenant Colonel Chang and Major Smythe said when I discussed this subject with them earlier today.
You already had this discussion?
Of course, Joe. You are not the only person aboard this ship. I also had a very similar talk with Count Chocula yesterday.
Yesterday? That wasn't good. I should have thought to ask these questions before the mission commander did.
He is, overall, less busy day-to-day than you are, Joe. Anyway, his conclusion is that your idea of looking for an Elder power tap to plant on Paradise is a wild goose chase.
Damn. Chocula might be right about that. I wasn't given up that easily.
Fine. That map shows all the known Elder power taps. What if we go trying to find one that has not yet been discovered like we did with the comm nodes?
We could do that, Joe. My estimate is that we would be searching for 408 years before we located one. That is longer than the expected remaining life of this ship.
Skippy kept reminding me that without access to spare parts, our rebuilt pirate star carrier wasn't going to last forever. He couldn't predict how much longer it would be before a critical component failed and we would be stranded in space, because that depended on how far we traveled. We weren't lugging around heavy starships with us, but we were doing a whole lot of jumping. Most star carriers went into space dock about every 18 months for a heavy overhaul. The Dutchman had been almost due for an overhaul when we captured her. Time was running out for our pirate ship.
Damn it, Skippy, there has to be a way to do this. Do you have any suggestions?
I have one suggestion. You should go to the gym.
Why? I asked, surprised.
I was fit. Not as fit as the Special Forces, but I had to be realistic about that. Joe, I have noticed that you seem to develop ideas when you are doing something other than trying to think of an idea. Sometimes we can all be discussing what to do, and the conversation goes off on some tangent, and that gives you an idea. But most often you get ideas when you are doing something else. I suspect your subconscious mind is much smarter than you are, so you can go to the gym or play a silly game on your tablet, or do anything other than trying to think of a way to find a functioning Elder power tap.
I took his advice and went to the gym.
When I walked in the door to the gym, Major Sims was there waiting. 9 of the 10 treadmills were occupied, the 10th one had a piece of yellow tape across it.
The motor is busted, Sims explained. Skippy is sending a robot to fix it.
Instead of running, I used a rowing machine. While rowing was good exercise, it was not my favorite. Running on a treadmill sucked also. With our rebuilt pirate ship, we could no longer run down the shortened central spine other than short sprints. Keeping fit aboard a starship was not easy. The treadmills aboard the Flying Dutchman were far better now than they were on our first mission. We wore lightweight virtual reality goggles and earphones. They provided a very convincing experience of running pretty much any place you wanted to be. With Skippy providing the simulation, we could run the Boston Marathon. We could run up any mountain you cared to name. We could race against people on other treadmills. We could even run on Newark, if anyone was feeling nostalgic for that miserable world. Or we could run on our moon, or some other moon. As much as everyone hated running on a treadmill, it was better than running on a treadmill that was busted. Hopefully, Skippy could fix...
Sir? Is anything wrong? Sims asked as I bailed off the rowing machine and quickly walked toward the door.
No, Major. I'm hoping everything is going to be great. To save time, I skipped a shower because I'd only been exercising for a few minutes, and instead of going to Skippy's escape pod man cave, I went to my office. Fortunately, no one was waiting to speak with me. Skippy, I said as I plopped myself into the chair, you are a genius. Tell me something I don't know, Captain Obvious.
Challenge accepted, Captain Oblivious. There is a treadmill in the gym that has a busted motor.
Correct again, Captain Obvious. I am in the process of replacing the motor with a much better one, but I have to finish building that new motor first. One of my robots will install it tonight. Your Spec Ops people are tough on the exercise equipment. We should find an uninhabited planet where they can run and jump and do the kinds of crazy stuff they feel like they need to do.
Skippy, we humans have to exercise. We don't have the advantage of perfecting our genetics and using cyborg implants and all the cool stuff that I assumed we would get when we came out here. I am still bitterly disappointed about that, by the way. All the science fiction novels I read totally lied to me about that.
Sorry, Joey. Maybe if you go to the Emerald City, the wizard will give you a brain.
Speaking of brains, I said you were a genius, because while I was rowing across the ocean of nowhere, I had an idea. Can you show me that map of our quadrant of the galaxy again? And this time I want you to show me the locations of known Elder Power taps that are not functional.
Damn it, Skippy grumbled. I know you have an idea there somewhere, but I cannot figure out what it could be.
An unfunctional power tap isn't useful to anyone, Joe. It certainly isn't something that would convince the Ruhar that they should retain control of Paradise.
Uh-huh, got it.
The map was thickly dotted with yellow lights.
Wow, there must be a lot of non-functional power taps.
Correct again. Most power taps are non-functional, which is why the functional ones are so highly prized and well guarded.
Are they?
Great. Now, remove all the non-functional power taps that are on planets with a large population, or at military facilities with heavy protection, or are held by the Rindaloo or Maxalks, like you did last time.
I still do not see where you are going with this, Joe. This bothers me. It makes me think there might be a fundamental difference between organic and artificial minds.
Could be, I said, distracted. Now there were a lot less yellow dots on the map, but there were still plenty of them. Last time, the count had gone from over 1,000 to 83 to zero. Now we had something to work with. The counter in the corner still showed 7,642.
Wow. Over 7,000 of them?
Oh, congratulations on your reading skills, Joey. I will ask the teacher to give you a juice box. Yes, as I said, non-functional power taps are not only nowhere near as rare as functional ones, but they are also considered much, much less valuable. Because they don't work, many of them are at research facilities. All of the species who possess non-functional power taps are attempting to figure out how they work and reverse engineer one. To date, even the Rindaloo have made essentially zero progress in that area. There are two types of non-functional power taps. Those that are truly inert, and when they are taken apart, they are simply a tightly packed mass of exotic particles that dissolves into basically sand. The second type are those which have lost their quantum connection but retain potential energy within their matrix. When that second type is taken apart, they explode violently, like a megaton-level explosion. I mentioned that last part in case you have the moronic idea of capturing one of these non-functional power taps and taking it apart.
I am not planning to screw with any of those things, Skippy.
Then I still do not see the point of... My plan is to get you to screw with one.
You've lost me, Joe. Go back to the map again, please. Show me only power taps that are non-functional but that you could fix.
Holy shit, Skippy gasped with realization.
You can do that, right? You know how these things work. There must be some out there that you could restore to functioning.
There are.
Damn, there are times when I wish I had an organic brain, he grumbled.
And that is something I never thought I would say. Yes, Joe, this could be another one of your brilliant ideas. Instead of trying to steal one of the most valuable objects in the galaxy, we only need to steal one from a junkyard and fix it up.
Okay, now the map will show non-functional Elder power taps that I know I could fix. One of them merely needs to be rebooted, but the dum-dums who have it are clueless.
The map now showed two blinking yellow lights.
Two? Crap, Skippy, I hope there would be more.
Oops, sorry, Joe. The dots on the map indicate places which have non-functional power taps. Between those two places, they hold over 40 power taps. Both locations I am showing are research facilities, so they logically have concentrated equipment together.
Ah, well, my mother told me that if wishes were fishes, we would all be swimming in riches.
Okay, tell me about these two facilities. One is buried deep within a moon, that is a Jirapta facility. While the moon itself is not heavily guarded, the planet the moon orbits contains a major fleet servicing space dock.
That one is out, I said with disappointment. I do not want to make enemies of the Jirapta, and we shouldn't try to tackle such a tough target.
How about the other one?
The other one is more interesting, Joe, Skippy said as my laptop screen zoomed way in to show a star system. This is a Theranin research station that is built into an asteroid.
Oh, I groaned. Not another asteroid.
You'd better get used to it, Joe. Hollowed-out asteroids are very convenient, so they are commonly used as space stations. They are plentiful, cheap, and provide raw materials. Anyway, this particular asteroid was in the Oort cloud of this star system, and was moved inward to closely orbit the neutron star. It orbits the star so closely that it is impossible for starships to jump in or out near the asteroid, so ships have to jump in far away and travel to the asteroid the long way. This gives the Theranin plenty of warning when ships are approaching. The X-rays emitted by the star also degrade the usefulness of stealth fields, so it is almost impossible to sneak up on the station.
Crap.
Okay, so it's a difficult but not impossible target.
Difficult. That is an understatement. The odds of us successfully raiding that station are...
What is the point of me trying to discuss things in math terms with you? Joe, you are statistically more likely to be struck by lightning while being run over by a bus driven by a shark.
You'd better recheck your math on that one, Skippy, I said confidently. Sharks can't drive.
Skippy, there has to be a way for us to do it.
Fine. That is a judgment call. You are the military man, Joe. I do not know if our merry band of pirates could successfully raid this facility.
What defenses does this station have?
I just provided all the data I have to you, Joe, which is not much. In fact, the only data I do have is from a Theranin intelligence report stating that the Jirapta know about the facility, and therefore security should be increased. The report did not include the current security level or proposed upgrades.
That's no good, Skippy. I thought that now that we have our very own relay station, we have access to all the Theranin data we want.
You thought wrongly, oh foolish one. We only have access to whatever data passes through that relay station.
Duh!
Information about this particular asteroid station is confined to the Advanced Research Directorate. That agency is notoriously jealous of the Theranin military's own research and development group, so the ARD keeps its data confined to a small group.
The idea of attacking a Theranin asteroid base without solid intel about its defense capabilities was a non-starter.
Again, that's no good. How can we get more data about that station?
I assume you mean get more data without going there and launching an assault first.
One way would be to use our relay station. I could send a highly encrypted message to ARD headquarters, pretending to be an ARD unit that needs the data. Then we would have to wait for that message to be carried by several ships through multiple relay stations all the way to the Theranin home planet. They would then need to send the message all the way back to us. However, I must warn you it is most likely such a request would be viewed very suspiciously by ARD. They might decide to trace the request back to where it originated, which would involve a heavily armed ARD vessel visiting our relay station.
We very much do not want that to happen.
Crap. We'll need to think about this.
You will need to think about it, Joe, because I did, and I'm out of ideas.